And at this time, visiting with Broken Bow coach Ryan Watovic, who joins us. Of course, Ryan is the head coach of Broken Bow Track and Field, and they start their season at Aurora on Friday, but he takes time to visit with us now. Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, Brent. Always good to be here.
Yeah. Well, you won't be here much longer, and that's kind of what brings us to our discussion here today. Appreciate you coming in and talk about this, but I know that you've made the announcement that at the end of this track season and at the end of the school year, you'll be moving on for another opportunity that has come your way. And you've been graciously to come in and kind of reminisce with us a little bit about your time here in Broken Bow and about the new opportunity. So let's start there, because it's a great opportunity that you were offered and have accepted.
Yeah, so next year I'll be teaching at Northeast Elementary in Kearney, which is part of Kearney Public Schools, and I'll be assistant football coach and assistant track coach. So it was an opportunity that kind of came about and went through the short, quick interview process and was offered, and a long, hard, lot of hard discussions my wife and I had, and, telling our kids, because we're, very well rooted here in Broken Bow. And it felt right this time to decide to make that move. My wife's from Kearney, so it'll be a chance for us to get a little closer to home. And just like Broken Bow, great school, great facility, Kearney offers all those same things as well, just, bigger platform, I guess. So it was just something that I felt like at this time in my career would be a good move for me and my family, and we decided to make the jump.
Let's talk about your Broken Bow journey just a little bit. You arrived here when?
2012. I arrived here after the wreck, the summer of the wreck. I was actually here in Bow, and so that was my first time here meeting kids, was during all that. And obviously Broken Bow went through a very tough time, and I was just glad, I guess, to be here and be there for those kids. And I think that really brought me close to a lot of those kids that went through all that. I'm still friends and talk with all of them still today. So
when you're a teacher, when you're a coach, It really is relationship driven, isn't it? And I'm sure you've built a lot of those great relationships, whether it be with students, student athletes, fellow coaches, teachers, or just people in the community.
Yeah, there's so many friends, in the community that we're friends with, that I've become friends with and very close with, and staff members, that I will really miss. And then, like you said, it really does come down to the students, and they still call me coach. Like I can, Hunter Campbell's one of them. We got a kid in the same class. He was one of the first kids I coached. So like I tell people a lot, Hunter gets it kind of the worst, because he got yelled at by me when I was his coach, and now he gets yelled at by me when he's assistant coach. So seeing those kids and, having those relationships with them has always been a fun thing. And, they still call you coach and text you coach. And so it's been a good thing, and like a lot of great memories from a ton of kids throughout everything.
I'm sure you've learned a lot during your time here in Broken Bow. What are some of the things you've learned during your time here that you feel helps you moving on to a new opportunity?
Yeah, so obviously, like on the sports side of things in football, I've learned that physical football wins. That was something I was very opinionated about when I was talking with Kearney High's football coach, coaching with Coach Wells, and even before with Coach Garner. But very physical, football driven, everything's won in the summer in the weight room. Those are some big things I've learned along the way. And one thing that's really stuck out to me too, from just coaching and stuff that I've done, is kids don't care how much you know until they know how much you care about them. And so I think that's just something that's kind of always stuck with me. Everybody knows, I'm sometimes can be animated, will be the first to admit, I'm very hard. I want to hold kids accountable to a high standard, but I'm also their biggest fan too. And we'll celebrate all those successes with them along the way. And, just getting them to do it right and do it right every time. And is something that I firmly believe in, and that has kind of been instilled and developed here at Broken Bow.
I'm glad you bring that up, because it leads me right into my next question. And that is working with the athletes. I mean, you've done it as a track coach, you've done it as an assistant coach and head coach in other sports, but being able to see them succeed, that's got to be one of the most rewarding aspects of a coach.
Yeah, there's nothing better than seeing kids, you know, reach or exceed their potential. A big thing, like I always like to say, is, you know, I'm not here to coach you on effort, right? I'm not going to pry that effort out of you. You give me that effort, and I'll get you to where you need to go. And a lot of our kids here bought into that. And, there's so many individual successes that I can name of when kids have done something where they've exceeded that expectation, and you just see that look on their face, and they're like, man, I did that. And it's just a great, great feeling.
This is a question that probably we could spend 2 hours on.
Yeah.
But the question is special moments that you can think of during your time here that you'll definitely take with you.
Yeah, we were talking, you know, off air here before, and there's so many great wins or big moments, and then there's also a lot of heartbreaks too. And I remember both, a couple of them. Tanner Johnson, my very first year as head boys basketball coach, he hit a buzzer beater in the corner of the conference tournament to upset Cozad. You'll never forget that. The basketball run we had that year where we went to state, six overtime wins. That year is still kind of just a blur. Coach O and I still kind of talk about that. But, you know, a play that sticks out is Peyton Borders got a rebound and took it full court. And O and I were kind of like, wait, it was a tie game. And he took it in and laid it up. We went up by two late, made some free throws down the stretch. And, you know, then we got the opportunity the next day to go play Winnebago at the Vault. So that one sticks out. And then on the football side of things, there's a ton of football. You know, that's probably been my biggest passion since I've been here. Obviously, the playoff win finally against DC West was a big one. And then the Wahoo loss in the quarters there, that one really still stings and something you'll never forget. But I also remember, too, navigating through football with Coach Wells will be a memory that very first year of COVID. That was Coach Wells' first year. He had gotten COVID. That was when it was, you know, the big scare. So he was quarantined for, 2 weeks. So then I was trying to run his offense and install a defense. And let's just say Wells and I had a lot of phone calls. And there might have been a few times I was getting yelled at by him when he'd go back and watch the film to try to get it done the right way. So, but it was just a, you know, obviously a big experience for a lot of people. And one I'll never forget. And then you go to track, so many individuals. Cruz Safranik running 10-6-1 at Cozad, beating Kent McLuhan's record. Not only beating Kent McLuhan's, but having to run that to get our own school record, you know, is something you'll never forget. And then for him to repeat and run that again the next week, it's just incredible to be able to do that. The Vault, you know, we've had some great ones. Travis Klebb being a state runner-up, you know, who coaches for me now. Joel, I believe, was a state medalist. Matt Ambler, all those guys who were in that Vault run that we had. Coy had a great run. Mm-hmm. So just a lot of those memories stick out as well.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're not quite done yet. I mean, track season is just starting. You got your first meet at Aurora. Things looking good as you go into the first meet of the year?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, overall we're more prepared just because the weather's been so great. We expect some big things out of our field events again. Our throwers, you know, Drew Ellis and Gunnar Baltz on the boys' side, you know, both returning state qualifiers, both have put in some time, and, you know, we're expecting big marks out of them, and they expect it out of themselves, so that's a good thing. And then, you know, on the track, we got a couple, you know, new kids out. Kale Kohanic looks really tough right now on the boys' side, you know, in the mid-distance there in that 400. We'll see what he does in his first meet tomorrow. And on the girls' side, we've kind of battled through some injuries with some girls, you know, getting over some, maybe some winter lingering injuries. And so they're ready to go. Obviously, Hallie Quinn looks to lead us in that. She probably won't have a full slate first couple weeks just because she's been battling a little hip injury. So we're just going to have her keep it kind of light for a couple weeks. But once she gets back, I expect her to do some great things. And then we're looking at our relay, our 4x4 relay, and potentially our 4x8 could really develop into some nice relays for our girls' side this year.
Yeah, great. Well, hey, Matt, thank you for taking the time to do this. Great visiting with you. Thank you for the years that you've given to Broken Bow Athletics and what you've done for us in covering Broken Bow Athletics. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Brent. It's always great. And I'll still probably catch a few of your radio calls next year on the Broken Bow games. So
sounds good, buddy.
Thanks.
Thanks.